is Christina is the other group member that may log in here before we get very far, hopefully. Good afternoon. I want to welcome everyone and thank you for taking part in our ADA advisory group meeting this afternoon. This is a new thing, but it's exciting for us to be working on this course, and I do thank you for being willing to invest the time in this. The city has been working on and off on ADA type of planning for several years. The American Disabilities Act of 1972, I think it is. Jennifer will give you more background on that in a minute with her presentation. But that does require all public agencies to have ADA plans in place. And we've been working to that end, but it's been a struggle for us. Before I go any farther, though, I think we'll just go around and introduce ourselves. I am Mark Freiberger. I'm the Director of Public Works, and I'll be acting as the city's ADA Transition Plan Project Manager. Jennifer Salmon is the representative from Transportation Solutions Incorporated, and a lot of the material that you've been seeing and will see today is the product of her work. And so, Jennifer, thank you for coming on board with us and helping us with this. And I think I'll just let each one of you introduce yourselves. We'll start with Matthew. You're up there in the upper left corner of my screen.
Matthew Udrio. Moved to Cedarways in 2011. I ride a bike everywhere. I don't have a car. Is there any specific information you're looking for, Mark?
Well, I'd say if each of you wouldn't mind just saying why you were interested in taking part in the committee, that would probably be helpful for us to know as well.
Mark asked me to be a part of it. I can say that it's been easier to get around on my bike in the last few years. Most of that is a credit to the city, the work that they've done to put around curbs, which I appreciate very much. There is still some barriers, but fewer than there were, which I'm thankful for, and I'm willing to share those if the committee wants me to. Not during introduction, though. Anyway, I agreed to an invitation from Mark.
Thank you, Matt. Eric?
I'm Eric Johnson. I was invited by Mark as well. I've been a above knee amputee for 30 plus years now, and I may or may not have ideas that would be of interest to this board.
Thank you, Eric. Michelle?
So I'm Michelle. I actually have lived in Cedar Woolley now for 9 years. For the last six of those, I have worked at Washington Vocational Services. So I work with folks with disabilities, helping them find and maintain employment. And a lot of that is in our community. So it's kind of nice to be a part of this group to help make it easier for those folks to get around.
Thank you, Michelle. Judy? Judy, can you hear me?
Sorry, I was muted and I didn't realize it. Yeah, okay. I'm Judy and I'm in Cedar Woolley as of gosh, 3 years. I retired from the state of Idaho and we decided to move here because our kids are in Washington, our married daughters. I've worked with Pierce Transit a long time ago, and this was a while ago too, when the ADA first came into being in 1990, Pierce Transit decided to do something about it. We were living in Tacoma at the time, and I was asked to be on a committee then, and then I ended up, as I developed my own business, I ended up becoming a contracted facilitator for the ADA programs for Pierce Transit for training of personnel, for all of their personnel. I mean, I was one of several facilitators, but but that's what I did for 11 years. So I've had to bone up a little bit on the ADA since the, in 2000, around 2013, you know, it redid itself, it updated itself. So anyway, I look forward to, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be on the committee and hope that I can bring something valuable to the committee. Oh, and I am blind.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Doug?
I am Doug Merriman. I'm the city supervisor here at the City of Cedar Woolley. And of course, I have a vested interest as a member of the city community here. I also have a personal interest in this as access and things to disability have a personal connection to me as well.
David?
I'm David Lee, the city engineer for Cedar Woolley. And I guess I kind of work at making sure the at least facilities within the right-of-way are taken care of and up to standards, and work on our GIS mapping of the facilities that we have.
And Bill, we don't want to forget you. You're the one that makes all of these video conferences possible. And Bill has also been the man behind the scenes, getting all of the information posted on the websites that you've seen. I think he's done an incredible job so far, and we're looking forward to his continued support as we go. Bill?
Hi, I'm Bill Chambers, the IT director for the city. And so, as Mark said, I am the facilitator for a lot of these critical board and commission meetings, make sure that they get recorded and everything is technically workable. And I also have family members who are disabled. And so this really has is of interest to me as well.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you all for sharing those things with us. I can tell that each of you have your own unique experiences and backgrounds that are going to contribute greatly to this effort. And we really appreciate you coming on board with us. As I mentioned, we have been working on our transition planning, actually our self-inventory, which is a part of the process of what we do. We've been looking at our facilities for some years. David's been a huge part of that effort to inventory all of our curb ramps and those kind of facilities in the public right-of-way. But that's not all that we need to do to have an adequate ADA plan. We also need to look at our buildings and facilities like our parks and playgrounds. We also look at our processes. And that's another thing Jennifer will be talking about as we go through this. That's things like how we handle our face to the public and especially how we accommodate folks that have disabilities and things that that challenge them in the way that most cities have done business in the past. And so take all of that into account in our plan and deal with that. One of the early things that Jennifer did was put together a pretty enormous list of questions that each of our public-facing employees took. It was a questionnaire on, were you familiar with the various aspects of the American Disabilities Act? And I have to say that was quite a humbling experience for most of us. I've been involved in this for a number of years now, but I didn't answer with the right answers for an awful lot of those. It wasn't a punitive type of inventory, but it was very educational. And that was an eye-opener for all of us here, and will be something we will use as a starting point for the processes and those kind of things. I mentioned we hired TSI to clean up our plan and complete the inventory for us, and Jennifer's been doing a great job on that so far. That started in June of this year, and we have some deadlines. We actually need to have our transition plan complete and in place by April 21st of 2021. And so the time is clicking by quickly on that. Our intention is, and you've seen in the literature we've sent out, is to have our plan basically ready for public review in March of 2021. That's what we're shooting for here. And with a draft coming out even sooner than that, and Jennifer will talk about that. I'll mention just now that we also have our first public meeting on November the 11th from in the evening there. That's advertised in the materials you've seen. And we wanted to make sure and meet with you as the advisor group first solicit your input on the presentation that Jennifer has put together for that. It's going to be an expansion on what we're going to talk about today in many aspects. And then, of course, for the group itself, we're looking for you to provide advice to us and to help to identify barriers that you've noticed in your dealings with the city and moving around here, and your experience with city programs and services and that kind of stuff. Matthew's already done a good job of talking about his experience with the improvements we've been doing in the last few years with our ramps and sidewalks. And we've had a pretty aggressive program going on, and we're going to continue with that. But part of the reason for the advisory group is if there's a way we should target that to better meet the needs of the community, we want to hear from you on that. We in Public Works, Dave and I, we basically focus on where the money's at most of the time, but we realize that there are things that are more important than that that we need to be aware of. So we appreciate your help with that. We also look forward to your support for our public engagement, the meeting I just talked about, and in the others in your community that you talk to. We solicit any input that we can on that. I know most of you have taken the 5-minute survey that Jennifer put together, and I would encourage you to invite any others in the city that you think might have an interest to take that as well. That'll remain open for a while yet. I don't remember the exact date, but Jennifer will speak to that. And so finally, the intention is to meet monthly in this video conference format until at least March of next year. I thank you for being willing to commit to that kind of time commitment. We will work to keep these meetings as short and as efficient as possible in recognition of your time. And we thank you again for taking part in it. As far as governance, this is a fairly informal committee. We will operate by consensus, basically. Again, I'm the project manager, and Jennifer is going to take notes, and we'll make those available, and we'll just solicit to make our decisions as we do in the form of consensus decisions. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jennifer.
Thank you, Mark. So Mark has provided quite a great outline of what our purpose and intention is to kind of preview what I hope to address today. I do have a 10-slide slide presentation that we did load into the website agenda materials that maybe a show of hands or a verbal affirmation if you were able to review that before today's meeting. No? Okay, some notes.
I reviewed some material. I don't know if they're the same ones that you're referring to.
Okay, so what I plan to do is go through those 10 slides for today, and I'll verbalize those as well as show the visual. And then as time permits to work through, there's a 30-slide PowerPoint that is intended for the virtual workshop, and we'll see how much of that we're able to work through. There'll also be an option afterwards that will make that available to you to review at your leisure if you have time. Since we're mindful that we want to talk about ADA transition plan, but also make it our means of talking about it accessible. So I will share my presentation. Let's see. Okay. So today is our kickoff meeting to thank you again for joining. And today's goal is to highlight again just what our goal is for the overall ADA transition plan project, and then what this ADA advisory group has for specific goals, and then what we'd like to try to cover today. As Mark mentioned, there's particular things that an ADA transition plan needs to accomplish, and I will emphasize the bullet points of identifying physical and communicative barriers in the city. And these are barriers that limit the accessibility of programs, services, or activities to individuals with disabilities. So it's curb ramps, sidewalk barriers, things, buildings, and it's also programs such as eligibility to participate or grievance procedures, kind of a soft side, if you will, to the physical world barriers. The second thing the transition plan needs to do is describe the methods to make the facilities, programs, services, or activities accessible. And the city has a lot of flexibility on how to do that. A lot of it comes down to having like prioritizing barriers and getting public feedback about what barriers should be removed and when. The third thing that a transition plan needs to do is provide a schedule for making necessary modifications to provide that access and then be compliant. So a schedule means dedicated money and a timeline. And the fourth thing the plan needs to do is identify public officials responsible to implement the plan. For this advisory group, Mark's already mentioned the ways that we're hoping to engage your expertise and life experience. And a quick recap is just to provide advice, identify barriers, and recommend ways we can improve accessibility. Also, developing relationships with other local organizations that are serving individuals with disabilities in our community. Supporting our city public engagement efforts for this project. And you're doing that right now by helping us review our engagement tools and our materials that we want to share with the public. And then maybe in the future, helping with plan updates and the implementation. Are there any questions or observations at this point anyone in the group would like to share?
This is Matt, the self-evaluation and the survey. I don't remember taking one before, but that doesn't mean I didn't do it.
Okay.
I'm trying to blank about what that was about. Maybe I did, I don't remember.
Okay. I will make a note of that about the survey. I do talk about it in a little bit.
Is that different from the ADA self-evaluation and transition plan?
The ADA self-evaluation and transition plan is the umbrella term for this project. And the online survey that Mark sent out to everyone is one piece of that overall project.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So today I have three objectives: to refine the public outreach goals and strategy for our upcoming November workshop. Also to just test the virtual workshop content and Zoom, just work out any kinks in terms of how to make this accessible to everyone. And then also how to engage more community members, and we'll want to hear your feedback on that. So for public feedback, at the moment, the goals we have are to look at a number of different barriers. So we have the physical barriers that are the public right-of-way. So sidewalks, curb ramps, pedestrian crossings, the park structures and facilities, buildings, so entries, interior access, restrooms, countertops, the right height, alternative ways to have written information, and the programs, activities. So there's a lot of barriers we're trying to address in the plan. We have to know what those barriers are, and we need to know where they are. So we're doing pretty well on curb ramps that we can physically identify and sidewalks, but we want to be able to prioritize those barriers as well. And that's where hearing from your experience and others in the community, knowing what those barriers are and where they are. To gather this information, we have a current strategy that is a digital platform and a print platform. The digital platform, we have a project website that includes the schedule, key milestones for each kind of fall, winter, spring that we're accomplishing. We have the online surveys. We have two options. One has a map feature in it, so we can gather that where information. And then we also have a screen reader friendly version so that we can have an alternative method for getting results from getting responses from the community. And our Zoom virtual workshop is set for November 5th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And we almost scheduled it for Election Day, but then I remembered the 3rd was Election Day, so we're a few days after. Our print platform, we do have an article that's going out in this month's edition of City Scene, a local Cedro Woolley publication. And for those who may want it, since the ADA community is made up of persons of all ages and technology abilities, and so if there happen to be people who would prefer to fill out a piece of physical paper and mail it in, I'll have that option that we can send to a person. So just trying to think of how do we make responding easy for people. The virtual workshop on its own, that's a whole other presentation. And so if we have time, I wanted to go through that with you all and see if you have any concerns or advice on how to improve it. So far, the Zoom platform seems to be working, but we also want to make sure we provide alternative formats, likely in advance of the meeting, so that people have time to either use screen reader technology or other, just become familiar with the content if a slide presentation isn't the best way for them to get the information. Before I go into that public workshop content, for engaging more community members, this is where we would love your help in just promoting these strategies that we have at the moment, our online surveys and the workshop, to see, to generate interest to participate. And so thinking about, you know, the city has the website that we can provide you a link with to share. Maybe if you are active on organizational social media groups, that you could share the project website. The project website has links to the online surveys and the workshop. So we've got one place to find access to everything. And then if you're, you know, you just have your own network of emails that you feel comfortable letting people know about this effort, if you want to engage those people as well. So thank you, as you listen to a lot, but just trying to revisit our goals today was, how do we improve our public outreach strategy? How do we make sure our virtual workshop will go smoothly? And how do we engage more community members to make that virtual workshop a success? Let's see. Okay, I'm stopping the presentation now, and that was a lot of information. Maybe I'll keep the last slide up in terms of what we're trying to achieve. Let's see. That did not work. One moment. One second. Share screen again. Okay. So I've brought back up these objectives. So with what I've gone through, are there any observations or questions any of you have regarding our approach so far?
Judy has a comment.
Okay.
I really appreciate the fact that that you and Mark presented the alternative PDF file for the slide presentation. I was just very impressed that he presented that, and I went on earlier and looked and, you know, got the information, and I really appreciate that. So a big shout out to you guys for that.
Okay.
And actually, a big shout out for knowing what screen reader software is. You'd be amazed at the people who are like, what? You know, they have no idea.
Thank you. It's, yes, trying to just realize there's a variety of abilities that need to be accommodated. And it's, you know, while visuals can help some persons, they're not helpful for others. So,
yeah.
Okay. Judy, one thing I could ask you specifically, the slide presentation for today, it only had text and a few hyperlinks and then just some like city logos. It didn't have images.
Correct. But it seemed like, you know, just listening to your presentation, it seemed like, now I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but it seemed like that, I mean, a lot of that seemed very familiar because I had looked over the PDF that was up there. So it seemed to cover pretty well.
Okay. I think that, and this may be something that you comment on after the fact, for the actual workshop slide presentation, it has a lot more images, and I've been working with Bill to make sure that alternative text is functioning for those. So that could be something I work with you on the side with.
That would, you know, I'd be glad to help out with that.
Okay. Any other comments at this point?
This is Matt. I had one on engaging more community members. I don't want to do something inappropriate. So I have people in mind, for example, Tony Smith is the director of special ed at Sidney High School. I thought he might be a good community member, but I don't know if it sounded to me like I can just invite him to the workshop. But that's not something that I need your approval for, correct?
Mark, I don't know that it requires any approval because it's a public meeting, correct?
You're on mute, Mark.
Mark, you're muted.
Okay, there we go. That was to understand American sign language, I guess. No, Matt, there's no reason at all not to invite folks to participate in that. In fact, there were 10 people that applied for the advisory group, and the five that were not selected, I invited them to listen in on this meeting, and we actually reserved some time in the agenda for any other folks to provide comments as well. I don't know that anybody has logged on at this point, but that's totally appropriate. The more inclusive, the better. That's the whole reason for us doing this. And certainly for November 5th meeting, that is for the public. So the more folks that you can put the word out to, the better on that.
But it would not be appropriate to invite somebody to the advisory group. Is that correct?
You could invite them to listen in on the advisory group. It is also a public meeting, and they would be able to make comments. It's just they wouldn't participate in this open roundtable discussion so much, but we will have a time for the public to speak as well. And it kind of, to an extent, that's the way I've said, or the way I envision it, but this is your group as much as mine. So if you wanted to involve others, that would be a decision we could come to consensus on.
I'm just trying to avoid inviting somebody and then not being permitted to do. That's all I'm trying to avoid.
Totally appropriate.
Yeah. Thank you.
And this is Judy once again. Could you please give me that other meeting date? I got the November 5th one written down, but I didn't get the first date that was mentioned, and I think it was like, was it November 11th, or it seemed like it was later in the year?
I think that was just a miscommunication from Mark. The only online workshop we have scheduled is for November 5th.
Okay. Well, that might have been my error, too.
The next ADA advisory group meeting on the agenda at the bottom is for Tuesday, November 17th, just our monthly meeting. But those are the only set dates right now.
And I already had that one.
Okay. All right. Yes?
No, Jennifer, I decided to even mention Do Familiar to me. I remember when Mark sent me an invite a while ago, I don't know, a few weeks ago. I remember trying to look for the merchant, finding them. I think this presentation that you have now has links to the survey and meeting time and so forth. I'm looking at Zoom now and I got the Zoom through the meeting website, the group website. So what I want to make sure is I go to the group website to access this PDF, and from there I can get the survey and the other one in this PDF.
Ah, okay. So yes, only you as a I believe it's as an advisory group member that you have access to these slide materials for our group. The project website link also has links to the surveys. So maybe what I could do is send out in email form the project webpage link.
Okay, it could be, I just can't remember.
Okay.
These slides they do look familiar. I believe I've seen them. I can't remember whether I've seen them because Mark emailed it to me or whether I went to website and saw them there.
Okay. I think Mark emailed the surveys at least.
I did, okay. But Matt, if you go to the city website and go under resources and look under the ADA transition tab, there is a link there that says how can you be involved, and it has the two surveys right there. They'll come up right after you click on that. So that's probably okay. I'd be glad to send that link to you again if you'd like. That was I think in one of my earlier ones, but I'd be glad to send that again after the meeting.
It is PDF and not on the website.
This PDF of these 10 slides is on the website for it's on the ADA Advisory Group website.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have two kind of web pages working. We've got the ADA Advisory Group page and then the ADA Transition Project page.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. Just a lot of information and multiple places. I'm going to reshare my screen to show the project or the city's website. Matthew, do you see the city's website up now? Okay. So on the top, there's the resources.
Right.
And there's ADA transition plan.
Yes. And that's the plan, but that's where I get added to the survey.
Yes. In the how can you be involved section.
Okay.
We have links to the surveys.
Okay, all right.
And the virtual public workshop information.
Okay, all right.
So this is the web page to share with people that you think would be interested in doing the workshop. I'll make sure that this gets sent to everyone.
Okay, and then there's another page for the advisory group.
Yes, that is, there is a section on the project webpage that's about the ADA advisory group.
Okay.
And there's a link on that page that's about when the scheduled meetings are. And so okay. When I click that, then it gets to our advisory group page.
And this is where I get to the PDF that you just presented.
Yes, with our meeting records.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Jennifer, this is Bill. They can also reach it by going to the top of any of the city web pages. There's a governing option there to the right of the city logo.
Oh, governing. Okay. Oh,
and the
okay.
top one is the ADA advisory group. So that'll take you right to the ADA advisory group page.
Okay. Yeah, I think the resources to ADA transition plan or the governing to ADA advisory, I'll make sure those are clear. Okay.
So I have a question, Jennifer.
Yes?
I'm not sure if the two are related, but you mentioned early that the city employees took a survey that you created for them. Is that one of these surveys, the map-enabled survey, or is that something totally different?
No, it's something totally different. It was actually 90 questions, and staff answered yes, no, or maybe. And it's to find out what do they know about ADA compliance.
Okay, so would that be something that we would be beneficial to have?
Mark, what are your thoughts on sharing the results of that?
I was thinking about taking it.
Taking it?
Yeah,
I think both of those are appropriate if the advisory group's interested in doing that. I certainly found it eye-opening. So, yeah, I'm happy to share both the results of the city's survey, and then if you want to take one, that's fine too.
Yeah, I would like to.
I kind of have an interest.
Okay. It's definitely not required, so we can.
I don't know, 90 questions sort of intimidates me, but
yeah, it's one of those things that if you're having trouble going to sleep, it would probably be a good aid for that.
Okay, I will work to send the questionnaire to. I'll send it out to everyone, and it's you have the option to look at it or ignore it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this is Judy with another question.
Yes, Judy.
Okay. The question I have too, and this also came up when we were working with Pierce Transit. And, you know, like you said, we were dealing with ADA Title II because transportation is covered under there, you know, like with the, you know, like the state and agency governments and so, I mean, state and city governments and agencies, transportation agencies. But one thing that also came up is the employment piece. And I was looking under Title II. And there was a section C under there that also dealt with employment. And I am going to assume that the city is open to employment accommodations and hiring people with disabilities.
Mark, can you comment on that?
Yeah, this is Doug. I would say very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it wasn't anything that was mentioned here. I mean, people usually think of ADA as, getting rid of barriers and, you know, for us blind folks, you know, getting helping us get at the print information. But then many times I have found, you know, as a blind person, and I've been employed most of my life, but I found as a blind person, when you start talking employment, they're like, oh, about that, you know, and, you really have to work hard to get employment. So it's nice to know that Cedar Woolley does have, you know, does look on employing persons with disabilities in a good, friendly way. And I should say qualified people who have disabilities.
So to that end, just to let you know what we have been doing, in our solid waste department, we have an assistant who comes in a couple of times a week that's from the disabled community that has become part of the family down there. I think with COVID-19, they've had to kind of curtail that, but that's been going on for several years.
Yeah.
And we also work with the, and Michelle may know about it, I've forgotten the name right now, but the organization that places folks with various levels of disability to provide office assistance types of things.
Mm-hmm.
The name of that program, Doug, you probably could tell us. But anyway, we have a young man that comes in and basically handles our recycling material and stuff like that for us.
Well, I'm kind of new to Cedar Woolley, of course. I've only been here maybe 3 years, but I'm just curious, have y'all had any blind employees?
I'm probably as close as they get. I'm getting pretty close to that. But
you know, I've been at Cedral Woolley for about 2.5 years, but the city I was with before, our city attorney, was legally blind. And he and I worked together for probably 18 years.
And, oh, that's awesome.
You know, we found good ways to help him. He had macular degeneration and was legally blind and had some challenges there, but he did a great job.
Yeah, I retired from the state in 2017, so I'm recently retired, and that was like the state of Idaho, like I said. But but for us blind folks, we really have to work hard at showing that we can actually do the same work with accommodations, you know, with and many of the times we can provide our own accommodations. But I was just curious about that, and you know, as we're considering ADA, I was thinking we ought to keep that piece, you know, upper mind, you know, up, well, I don't know about uppermost, but we ought to keep that piece in our perspective as well.
Judy, this is Jennifer again.
Yes.
Part of the internal staff survey, there is a section on employment practices to at least make staff aware of, you know, what you can or can't do in an interview, and what it may not be as exhaustive as it should be. And so that's why maybe your input on the questions could help for future questionnaires that I make, to make sure I ask right questions.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And, you know, and granted, in the disabled community, there are very few legally blind. And as you go down the spectrum toward, you know, like more limited vision and light perception and total blind, there's even fewer than that. So, you know, they're just, we're always, as blind folks, we're always educating the public as to you know, the capabilities and debunking all the myths and stereotypes and things like that. But I thought I should at least mention, you know, that component, you know, should be something that we think about as we're, you know, pursuing ADA and what we're doing on our project too.
Okay. I have that written down to keep track of. All right. I see we're at 4:52 by my watch. I think what I'll do is take just a few minutes to highlight what my virtual workshop slideshow is trying to do, but leave that to you all to, if you're able to review it on your own time, and we could perhaps chat. I can follow up before our online workshop if you have any edits to make. I'll bring that up.
And Jennifer, I'm sorry, this is Judy again. I'm going to have to leave early because I have the Skagit Transit Advisory Committee meeting coming up shortly. Okay. So I'm going to have to log on elsewise. And so I hope this is okay.
Sure. I can follow up with you separately at another time if need be.
I would love it. You're welcome. Mark has my email.
Okay.
And sure. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And it was nice meeting you all over the virtual airwaves here.
Thank you, Judy.
Yep, nice to meet you.
You too, Judy. Uh-huh.
Bringing up the presentation for the public workshop.
There, Jennifer, do we go to the website to get to review this, or?
This presentation, let's see, Bill did upload it earlier today to the advisory group materials. We'll send out a follow-up link to that for you to be able to review it. I think I have it as a PowerPoint presentation. And I'll be working on making a PDF version of it.
Should we go to the advisory group website to review this before?
Yes.
And you want feedback before November 5th?
Correct.
the window on feedback box, probably now, probably before November 5th, probably.
Yes. I think looking at my calendar, October 30th is a Friday, and I think that would be an easy date to keep in mind. And I can, in my minutes for this meeting, I'll include that 10:30 or October 30th reply date.
Okay.
Jennifer, this is Bill again.
Yes.
I did post the PDF as well as the PowerPoint that you sent me.
Okay.
Today.
So for the, let's see, with 4 minutes left, I'm going to keep it in the Microsoft view so I can just kind of highlight on the slides here. What I try to cover is showing existing conditions to the community about what our inventory efforts so far show about, you know, how compliant are some of our facilities. I also, you know, have a overview map that I can highlight, you know, obvious where areas where it's, we have really good curb ramps and areas where we're not so good. I have a number of slides that are showing local Cedro Woolley examples of physical barriers, at least barriers that are technically non-compliant based on design standards. I also discuss some buildings and park barriers, just how they're technically defined. We also try to look through prioritizing barriers by their type, and then also where they are, what they're in proximity to. People's residences probably being the most important for persons with access challenges, but other destinations that are likely necessary and needed. I do the same structure to go over existing conditions and types of barriers for the programs. And I try to ask a question throughout the presentation so it's interactive, and I'm going to work with Bill to make sure that we test the raise your hand or write in the chat box option as a way for people, the public participants, to interact with us. So it's not just me talking at people for the whole meeting. So yeah, anytime you go through this, if there's something that's in blue and italics, it's meant to be a question that we engage the participants about. I do have little images to ask people to do the survey if they haven't done it already. And say we have the screen reader friendly version as well, and have the plan project link up there for people. Again, we can always email this, or I can go to the actual city webpage to show things. And with a minute to spare, the last about five slides, they're kind of more like, how are we gonna implement the plan? And so if you read through this, if things don't seem clear or it seems like too much information, we'll just love your impression of, you know, is something confusing or did this help you understand what we're trying to do? And then last, just managing expectations that we hope to have a draft of the plan to be open for public comment in probably February 2021. So quick run through, I'll make sure that this is emailed to you to review on your own time. But I want to be respectful that it's five and that you have other, you have a life to live. So I understand if you have to go, but if you have a minute left, if you have any other comments or concerns before we close today's meeting, happy to hear them.
I'm impressed with what you've done.
Thank you. Trying to be prepared. Michelle, thumbs up for you, thumbs down.
No, you've done a really good job. So, I mean, it's great to start out, I think. And a lot of the changes that I've seen in Cedar Woolley in the last several years have been beneficial. I know some of my concerns and some people that I've talked to is that the sidewalks there on Ferry Street with all the roots from the trees making it impossible to walk.
Same with Ferry Street.
If you come from like township going into town, you've got all those big trees and the roots have tore up the sidewalks, making them almost impassable for a lot of people. And with the library now moving across town, some of the folks that I know that would walk to the library are going to have a harder time doing that with some of those more deadly sidewalks.
Well, and that's the, and this is exactly the type of feedback we want. It's like, you know, okay, we're aware of some streets. We know the city has some projects, but what do you, you know,
yeah.
We want to know what barriers are important to you
right.
and to your clients. So, okay. I've got that down. Ferry Street, the routes on the sidewalks from township to downtown, and that the library's moving as well.
Yeah.
You can include Talcott Street too.
Talcott? Okay.
Yeah, that's another pretty bad one.
Yeah, you could almost just go down the list of streets.
you really can. It's kind of, you know, you've got streets that don't have sidewalks. You've got streets that the sidewalks are tore apart. You've got, you know.
Yeah. It's a good variety, but you're right. Ferry Street, Talcott Street. And that there are a few others that have their bad spots. Even Jameson to a certain extent in a few places.
Yeah.
I want to say Jameson Street Project, very impressed with the work that was done there and a very good job. Whatever contractor that was, they were definitely good.
Yeah, that was Fisher Construction Group out of Burlington that kind of spearheaded that, was the general contractor on that project. Yep, they got in there. Got the work done very quickly, very well, and got all our work done with a good weather window, too.
Yeah, it was a perfect fix.
So I appreciate the input of both of Michelle and Eric on the streets. As Jennifer mentioned, coming up with prioritization of our wish list, our projects, and you understand we only have a certain amount of money to devote. We also are pretty aggressive at pursuing grants. And I hadn't really thought about it until you mentioned it, Michelle, but Ferry Street's getting around to where it's going to be due for another overlay in the not too distant future. So it's a good one for us to target in terms of not just the ramps, but the sidewalks where those trees have caused their damage. So appreciate that.
Yeah, those trees are really gorgeous, but they sure do make a mess.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, thank you for using the thumbs up button. We know that that works. I might try to utilize that in the future. And I'll work with Bill on testing just how we will have the public interact with us to make sure it is a workshop and not a lecture.
Yeah, well, Jennifer, this is Doug. Just thank you for putting all this together and putting the work into this. These were good slides to go through and really appreciate your help on that.
Great. You're welcome. All right. Well, with that, I think we can close the meeting for today and I'll follow up with our just notes and to-dos and we'll look forward to seeing you on the 5th, if you're able to attend, if not the 17th for our next meeting. So thank you, everyone, very much. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.